Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
When it comes to sports, Jamaica has never been short of ambition. No matter how outlandish our participation in a sport may seem, Jamaicans always feel they have the skills to make it work. For this reason, you will find Jamaicans in bobsledding, ice hockey, gymnastics, and Olympic diving. Another game that Jamaica has been staking a claim on internationally is chess. Believe it or not, Jamaica has produced some outstanding players, one of whom is Deborah Richards Porter, the first woman international chess master in the English-speaking Caribbean. We learn more about her on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for joining us.
I'm 10 times National Women's Chess Champion of Jamaica. I am the first female to place in the top three from the English-speaking Caribbean of the subzonals. And this year, I won the subzonals.
The voice of Deborah Richards Porter, who, based on her ranking, isn't just one of the region's best chess players, but one of the best female chess players in the world. The story of how Deborah got into chess is inspiring. It's one of overconfidence, prejudice, courage, and determination.
When I just started, I was at Woolmer's Girls, right? So I was in lower six, and my main sport at the time was table tennis. However, what happened was that when I started playing, being a sports person, I anticipated that, you know, I would do well. I got clubbed several times over. And I think for me, that's what fueled, you know, my interest in the sport to this day.
Her drive was stoked even more by condescending comments from her male counterparts.
At that time, the males were very arrogant. It's the part of chess we don't talk about. They were very, very arrogant. So a lot of them would have said, there is no way a girl would ever beat them. You know, you're a girl, you can't beat me, it will not happen. For me, that was my motivation because it was the first time I was coming across that.
After an intense 7-month period of training and study in 2003, she managed to make her detractors recognize her abilities in the game.
7 months after I started playing, I won the Women's National Championships. And then about a month or so after, I was on a plane to the Chess Olympics. And you know, I went to the Olympiad thinking, yeah man, I've arrived. And I got clubbed. I probably won two and drew one, which was not good at all.
As any true champion will tell you, defeats can either be an anchor or motivation to rise. Deborah chose the latter and began taking the game even more seriously, and in time, her efforts started paying off.
Locally, I just started doing well. Internationally, I was still not doing as well until the following year. So the following year, I won the Sagicor Junior Open. That was in Barbados. It was 2004, right? And I was the first female to ever win that at the junior level. And then I continued to participate in the CAC. And in 2006, I got my first international tournament at the Olympiad. That was in Italy. So I became a woman FIDE master, the first one in the English-speaking Caribbean at the time.
Since scoring that major victory, Deborah continued to dominate, eventually becoming the strongest female player in the region. So much so that after winning Jamaica's National Women's Chess Championship for the 10th consecutive year, the Chess Federation decided to retire her from the competition. She now plays in the open tournaments against men, and her eyes are squarely set on winning that competition. In the meantime, the chess champion is working to get more young girls playing her favorite sport.
Sports in general, I find that you don't have as many females in sport. And since chess is my sport, then I think I have a mandate to ensure that I get as many girls as possible to get that sort of benefit that they can get from sports.
Through the R&D Chess Academy, which she owns, and with the assistance of the Jamaica Chess Federation, she helps organize girls-only tournaments to expose more girls to the sport and build their interest.
It is a sporting discipline that helps to develop your mind for that individual who believes that they're not getting as much because they're not being challenged. Chess is certainly going to provide that challenge for you, and it is just a very good sport. You learn to respect people, you learn to respect other players, and because of the traveling that I've done, being to other countries, because I've been to more than 20 countries playing chess, you know, I learned to have an appreciation for different cultures, different way of life, different people, different habits, different things. And I think that is just phenomenal.
Woman International Chess Master, Deborah Richards Porter. That's it for this week's program. Be sure to tune in next time for another edition of Jamaica Made.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.